This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Burney, the podcasting coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts. And we actually have a really awesome story, probably one that you have not heard anything like this. We have what our guests would like to refer to himself as, in the media kind of coined this term for him as well, as the River Robin Hood. What exactly does that mean? It's actually a really fascinating story. So our guest, he's been swimming in rivers, lakes, oceans, all these different bodies of water for decades. And he swims in the Boys River on the hunt for treasure, and he's found things like car keys, watches, knives, wallets, money, and even expensive glasses. He's found a lot of different things. There's actually something really fascinating. He found the prosthetic leg, and he was actually able to find the person who had the leg and be able to connect with that person. So NBC did the whole story, and basically, that's how the whole name River Robin Hood came to be, because he goes, finds different things in a river, and just gives it back to people. So this is actually turning into a YouTube channel, which just River Robin Hood, all one word. I definitely encourage you guys to check it out. But the guy behind the channel is none other than Rocky Detweiler. So Rocky, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, thanks. It's great to be on your show.
I'm very happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. I know we talked a little earlier at the National Publicity Summit, and I mean, this is the kind of story that, you know, you don't really hear that much of at all, like finding different things in a river, really then going out and making it a point to give back. So I'm wondering what gave you the focus of just giving back, because some people, they just keep the stuff, but you have this give back nature.
Yeah, thank you. You know, some of the stuff, it's really difficult to give back. Like, you know, I have all kinds of Ray-Bans. I got Ray-Bans here. I got Maui Jims here. You know, they don't come with a name on them, like, you know, inscribed, call me here. So I get to keep all these items. But, you know, just maybe like a year ago, I'm in the river and I find a purse. And the purse has a wallet in it, and I pull it out of the river. It's in a deeper part of the river. Currents are flowing, so not too many guys are going to dive deep and go find that. So I dive down, find this purse, pull it out, and sure enough, there's car keys in there, and there's wallet in there. I'm thinking, darn, you know, someone lost their purse and wallet in the river. And so I got the address. And I just, you know, MapQuested, and I drove to the house. Nobody's there. So I just, there was a box there. So I kind of set underneath the box. I just left it there. So I took it back to the house. I had to track this all the way back to the owner. And this year, I gave back phones, several iPhones. In fact, one of them, you know, because iPhone's really cool, because once you have your information in there, you can hit like lost my iPhone. It will send you right to your house. I know, because they came to my house, Mark. They came to my house to get the phone, right? And so that's because they turned it on. Before that, there was no, like, you can't access it. So once they turned it on, they could go, I know where the iPhone is. So they came to the house, and I had this story. I was like encouraging these young guys, you don't take your phone, your $1,000 phone, to the river. I know, because I find them there. Leave it in the car. So anyways, I get a chance to kind of coach a little bit, but have fun with it. And of course, they left with their, you know, $1,000 phone. It's still like $550 on it. So this other, this is like in the same day, I found another phone. And it was like, it will beep. It'll go, right? And so I'm like, okay, call him up. Hey, I got your phone here. You know, you lost it in the river and I found it. So I met them downtown, and you know, it's just really cool to be able to kind of like find something and then be able to give it back to people after you find it. So that's kind of part of my story on how, this kind of began, giving things back, you know, through just this cool reciprocity thing, and you know what Robin Hood would do.
And I mean, it seems like you're going to taking a lot of different steps to return these different things to people. Sometimes, you know, it's a phone, someone sets the thing and they come to your house and pick it up. And I just find what you're doing really interesting. And some people would, like, you know, they would come across the phone or whatever and they would just not think anything of it. They would just leave it there. And I'm wondering, how can we get better at trying to help others in that way? Maybe it's not as dramatic as going in the river and finding a phone, but it could be something like, you know, like just helping someone doing that extra step.
You know, interesting. So we have a friend of ours here locally in our community, and she drops a $5 bill outside. And I saw this on Facebook because it's, you know, it's a friend of my wife's and I. And so she doesn't realize she dropped a $5 bill. She goes into the meeting, comes back 4 hours later, and the $5 bill is underneath the windshield wiper. Like someone saw her drop the money and put it under her windshield wiper, and it stayed there for 4 hours. So, you know, there are these people in life that do good, and we have a community that does good. And when you go on River Robin Hood, you can see, you know, what NBC said about me, and then what I said about our community. We live in that community that is just a give back community. So, you know, here I find this, you know, if you want to talk about the leg right now however you want to transition into it, but that's a full story in itself for sure, Mark.
And I would like to transition to that NBC piece because, you know, some people, they want to do good. And in some cases, that's their whole business model, is doing good in some capacity. Right. And the issue with that is some people say, like, you know, I do the $5 bill, like, you're not getting paid to do that. It's one of those, like, you feel good about yourself, but at the end of the day, you still have to make money. And some people pick up the $5 bill, put it in their pockets. So I think one of the things we should explore, and, you know, talk about that NBC piece and other stuff, is how do you turn something like, you know, River Robin Hood into a business? Because some people may have this idea of, like, a River Robin Hood or, like, their version of it, but not know how to make it into, like, something they could do full time. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that and how the NBC piece comes into the business.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool idea, actually. So after a handful of people have heard what I did, it wasn't like I was broadcasting it. Hey, I am the savior of the river. I will return all your stuff. You know, no, that hasn't happened yet, right? So that's why I got boxes of glasses hanging out and knives and things that people just randomly lose in the river. But then there are those things like, you know, phones, and if they don't turn on their iPhone, it's a brick. It's useless. I can't sell that, right? I got 9 of them. You know, if people don't find my iPhone on here, they're virtually, you know, they're useless. So, and I have several of these, which is unfortunate for the individuals who lost them. But for those who do put it on, yeah, man, I'll drive to them. I've met them. They've come to my house. And so I got to tell you, there's so much gratitude, and there's this kind of cool feeling and giving back. And it's like a God-given thing anyways, that you're more blessed when you give than you receive. So I'm in the river one day, where it's things like this, and I it'd be dangerous getting down there anyways. No wonder the thing was down there, right? Floats down the river, boom, lands in here. So meanwhile, I see this speaker. It's a speaker phone. It's a speaker, like a waterproof speaker, a boom one. And I'm like, well, that's cool. So I grab that. I got this. And now I dive down and I get this leg. I pull it out and their current catches me. And, you know, I cruise down. So anyways, I got this this prosthetic leg. I've never found a prosthetic leg. I've only ever seen them, right? So the guy right across the river sees me grab this thing, and I'm floating down the river, and I come back up, and he's like, oh my gosh, dude, you found a prosthetic leg. And I'm like, right? And like, who loses a leg in the river? Who does that? So I come out of the river and I got this, holding this prosthetic leg, and he can't believe it. And the people all around me that are seeing this floating in the river, walking on the greenbelt, I go, oh my gosh, a prosthetic leg. I mean, you can walk down the, you know, greenbelt holding a phone or holding, you know, a pair of glasses or even a knife or carrying a watch. But you walk down the river, you know, on the greenbelt holding a prosthetic leg, that's weird. Like that doesn't normally happen. So here I am just like, you know, cruising down the headed back to my car, right? Holding on to this. And I'm like, wow, this is the coolest find ever, right? I mean, like, I found a cool treasure. And when you think about it, treasure hunting, you know, these things are all worth, they're all worth money. I could turn around, sell some of these glasses. These are Maui Jims. You know, these are Ray-Bans. These are all worth, Maui Jims, there's $300-$400 glasses right here. I'm holding my hands, $300 right there. I'm holding $150 with these Ray-Bans. So this is a $25,000, I didn't know at the time, you know, prosthetic leg. And so I'm like, I take it home, I take it into the kitchen, you know, show my wife, and she's like, what are you doing with that? I said, I found it in the river. I'm so excited. Like, I'm like, kid, at Christmas time, man, I could find a $5 pair of glasses, and I'm so happy. Like, it's so exciting. So I'm like, I found this in the river. And then I didn't know what to do with it, Mark. So I thought, it sat there for like 2 weeks, and she's like, this is kind of weird, kind of eerie, get it out of the house. So I take it out of the house, and it's in the garage. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, it dawns on me, you know, it's the strange, it's like, what have you been doing? Find the owner. And then all of a sudden, I zip into this mode of like, I am going to do whatever it takes to find the owner of this leg, right? So I go into this mode, and I'm making phone calls here, and I started videoing this, Mark. I became a YouTube guy, and I started videoing this. So I got a picture of this, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to video me doing this whole thing. So I end up videoing me going into the company that sells and makes these prosthetic legs. And I got permission, and there was my conversation with her. Well, no, I'm sorry, but if you bring it in, we can pull the serial number off, and then we can find the owner. I'm like, awesome. So I'm in there videoing this whole thing. And like, I'm sorry, you know, it's not ours. We don't know the owner, but there's another company in town. If you contact them, they already know who you are. They found the owner. I'm like, what? You seriously found the owner? I thought it was going to be some dude in Michigan or something, right? I'm like, how am I going to get him? So I contact the company, and I said, my name's Rocky. I have this prosthetic leg. And they're like, we have been waiting for your call. I said, great. Listen, can you call the owner and tell him I'm going to be calling and give me his number? So they gave me his number. And so then I record our call. Yeah, so cool. Calling the guy saying, dude, I found your prosthetic leg. So NBC hears about this story I'm sharing with you. And his name's Steve. He's the coolest interviewer I've ever met for interviews. And he's like, man, I would love to do this story. So he meets me and my new prosthetic leg friend at the river. And I bring the prosthetic leg. And he's like, this is the coolest story ever. I love the story. So we do the exchange, and it's real cool. And I'm videoing it, right? So I'm a YouTube guy now. And he just thinks it's the coolest thing. And then he tells the story. So my now, you know, prosthetic friend, he's gone. And Steve's like, let's get you in the river, like in your atmosphere, doing what you do. And so you got to see it on NBC, because he did such an amazing job. He's like, this year alone, I have lost my wallet, my keys, my phone. And once you lose something in the river, they never come back. And then he says, but there's this guy. And then I show up right out of the water. And he's like, this is the River Robin Hood, who takes from the river and gives back to the people. I'm like, what? That's me, man. So that's where I came up with my name. It's actually called the Boise River Robin Hood, but I went with River Robin Hood. And so now I have like all these videos that I'm posting online or on YouTube, my YouTube channel, which I'd love for people to subscribe to, the River Robin Hood. Because I just, you know, I'm kind of more of an entertainer. You're not going to learn a whole lot when you come to my channel, maybe a little bit, you know, because I'm very seasoned, very, you know, I'm an expert diver. But I do it because I just love it, Mark.
We have more great content coming up in this episode, but first we have a message from today's sponsor, Jobber. Jobber's award-winning software helps small home service businesses organize their entire operations, from scheduling jobs and managing their crews to invoicing customers and collecting payments. That way, you can spend more time on the services you're already great at. Job by job, business by business, Jobber is transforming the ways their customers deliver service. Start your free trial over at getjobber.com/breakthrough. All right, let's get right back into the episode.
And that's the reason why we should all be doing our work, because we love it. I mean, is money a factor? Yes, it is. But I feel like you can do work you love doing and make money at the same time. And one important thing about Rocky, it's not like he went after the money. He just did this thing because it was a passion. And then now it's something where, like, oh, like, he has a channel now. It's something he could really grow, but it really just started out of goodwill, and now he's been able to expand it. And I'm wondering if you could share with us when you first began to thought, oh, this YouTube channel could be the golden ticket for me, or this YouTube channel could really be something big.
So yes. So here's what happened. And thank you. And I want to go on that avenue. I see where you're going, and I really like it, because I think hopefully we can speak to a lot of people out there. I mean, I'm a professional by trade on what I do for a living. I'm a motivational speaker and a trainer, and I work as a coach. I really never share that part, because this other part of me is like, I love being in the river. It's like a hobby for me. And I've been doing it for decades, right? So I'm in the river one day, Mark, and I see this guy on the riverbank, and we start talking, and he's got like a full wetsuit on. I'm just in shorts and like a shirt, and I got my gear on, you know. I wasn't spending all day out there like he was, but he's kind of towing a little boat, got some of his stuff in there, and he's got a full wetsuit on and a GoPro. And I'm like, hey, what you doing, man? He's like, I sold my business yesterday, and I'm full-time YouTube. And when he said full-time YouTube, my entrepreneurial ears go, what? Full-time YouTube, you can do that? Like, I had no idea. Like, for whatever reason, I just didn't know. And he's like, yeah, man, I have about 600,000 followers. What? Are you kidding? Like, I've never met this guy now became my iconic YouTube hero. I had never met somebody that had 5,000. Let alone 600,000 followers, right? And he's like local. He lives here. I mean, so, you know, in my mind, he just is now this iconic figure for me, for whatever reason. And right then and there, and this is the message, right then and there, I had two things come up for me. One, regret. Regret showed up, because he does it like three times a year, and this isn't even his thing. He's not like a treasure hunter. He's a catch and cook guy, and he's really good at it. So he does this three times a year. I did it three times that week. Like, I'm in the river almost every day, and I'm good at it. And I haven't videoed any of this. So I'm thinking, Rocky, you got to be the dumbest guy on the planet. How dumb can you be to not film any of this cool stuff, dude? And then the second thought happened to me. My life is changing forever, because I'm going to video everything. And the next day, I'm in the river with my little underwater camera, because I didn't have a GoPro. And I'm like videoing. I'm trying to paddle and dive. And like, no, that doesn't work, Mark. So then I finally got a GoPro, right? I never had, didn't know how to use them. So I just started. I think the message that you're getting to, and this is where what I did, I don't care what profession you are, if you're an accountant, or if you're a plumber or an electrician, or you're a writer, or what you do for a living, it doesn't matter. What's your hobby? What do you love to do, man? Here, I love to do this. And now this, I believe, you know, I'm going to have 100,000 plus followers in a year. I absolutely believe that I will, because I'm going on channels like yours, and I'm going to tell the story, and I want to inspire people to kind of go after that cool passion that they think isn't a big deal, right? Whatever it is, maybe it's sewing, maybe it's knitting, maybe it's singing, maybe it's playing something, whatever. They don't think it's a big, and I didn't either until Steve says, oh my gosh, dude, you're like the guy. Nobody does what you're doing. And that's probably a lot of people that I'm speaking to right now, right out there, that are, you know, like, what can I do with my life? And I didn't think this would be a big thing, but you know, if I had it all, Mike, let's just say I had hundreds of millions of dollars, I would still be in the rivers finding stuff. I would. I love it. I just, it's so much fun.
And one of the things I do want to hit on, I mean, it is fascinating how you talk about this becoming a business, how you made the investment in the GoPro and stuff like that. Yeah. Right. I sometimes think about having my own channel on running because I'm a runner. And one of the few things I want to point out, like you don't like Rocky's talking about swimming. I'm talking about a running perspective. Like in the case of like being an athlete, like you don't have to be the fastest or most talented or whatever. You just got to be really good at video. So that's one thing to point out. Another thing I want to point out though, is you mentioned you're a motivational speaker.
Right.
And it's not like this is the only thing you do full time, because you see like some athletic person or whatever do YouTube full time. And you'd think there's a lot of like there's a lot of work that goes into it, but you know, a lot of people listening, like, you know, that's not the only thing you're doing. So how have you like been able to find times to do the River Robin Hood without the rest of your business suffering and without like, you know, having to not have as much time?
Yeah, good, you know, good question. So the guys in my, if you kind of in my area, if you will, that are treasure hunters, they've laid the ground for me. In fact, I was with Ace the other day, and we're building this cool relationship. But and he's, you know, he's the 650,000, you know, person guy, and he was telling me those guys kind of laid the foundation for me, because I'm a treasure hunter, right? I'm like, gosh, you know, and I've been diving longer than these guys have been alive, and but yet these guys are the treasure hunters. The Dolly MD and these, treasure hunters, they've been doing this for years. They didn't just start yesterday or last month or last year. They've been consistently videoing and, you know, and then editing and then posting for 5, 6, 8 years, I think. That's a long time to be at your trade, a long time consistently. And that's why they have several million viewers. And so for me, you know, I had to figure out, I got to carve time on the weekend or on the evening when I don't have any other events, or maybe I put aside a movie, you know, or whatever that is, and I start working on my editing. And I got the video, which I'm already in the room. Now I've got to edit. So I've got fear of editing, and now I'm spending some time, and I've spent time, you know, lunch hours, and I got kind of a flexible schedule so I can do it whenever I need to. But I mean, I'm personally researching on YouTube how to grow my now new cool little business, right? It's so fun. And like, are you going to be a good editor? Yeah, I think so. Because I've just decided in my mind I'm going to be. This is part of launching the channel. I'm going to be a good editor, and I'm going to have fun doing it. Like, I've already made up my mind that I'm going to have fun doing it, and I really do have fun, man. I'm kind of, you cut the little slices and the pieces of the video and added music and added pictures, and I'm learning all this stuff. You know, I'm learning all of it. So it's going to be fun for even the viewers and the new subscribers to see the growth even in me. But for other people, man, just start somewhere. Like, I had to start somewhere, and that was with a little video camera. You can start doing whatever you want. Just start somewhere and don't give up and keep going. If it's your passion, you keep going. Right, Mark?
Yeah.
You're not going to stop running tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a really great point. And I mean, when you think about this as hobby, I mean,
yeah,
like you don't fully transition into business. It takes a while to transition into business. Like,
right.
For a while, it's still a hobby. So you could treat this as like you're watching Netflix. Is it a little extra work? Yes, but it's around a hobby. So you could treat it as such. So I definitely like the approach. And you're already doing collaborations. You're already like talking with big YouTube subscribers, which is actually a really big thing to do to grow on YouTube. So I definitely say River Robin Hood, really good future. I will recommend everyone go check that out on the YouTube channel, which will be in the show notes. I will be, as of this recording, I've pretty much told Rocky we'd be watching some of his videos tonight. I saw his channel a little bit at National Publicity Summit, but I will be watching videos tonight.
Thank you.
But anyway, are there any other places you want us to go to find you, or River Robin Hood YouTube? That's pretty much where we should go.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I've done hundreds of interviews around the world. This is just one of those areas that I really want to focus on. I want people to see that fun personality side of me. And I'm just saying, I have this doppelganger personality mark. When you see me in the river and find stuff, I don't know. I come alive. It's so much fun. It's like Christmas time for me. And when you see the NBC part, you get that. That's really me. I seriously love doing it. It's a passion of mine, and you should see some of the comments. Oh my gosh, this guy's so much fun to watch. And it's just kind of cool even seeing the comments. And right now they're positive, right? So I'm like, yeah, I'm doing the right thing. And it's just, yeah. So I think people will go there because they're, and I've been told that too. This is one of the things I'm learning about YouTube. Is YouTube, it's kind of about entertaining. And I'm at the top of the food chain. When you see me, I'm entertaining. That's just really it. And I fast forward, you see me in the river finding stuff, and I talk about it. I turn the camera toward me, and you know, and I got slobber coming off my face, and I got weird, you know, I mean, dude, I'm just really real. And I keep all that raw video and cut it all out there. And they're 10 to 15 minutes, you know, so they're short, they're fun. But yeah, the River Robin Hood, subscribe to it, watch my videos. I think you'll love it. I'll take you, like, for, you know, I'm in the river just, I started finding hooks and lures and spinners all the time. And so the guys that are fishing on there, I'm like, man, dude, here you go. I'm just passing them out, and then there's nobody there. And I have like boxes filled with hooks and spinners and lures, like thousands of dollars worth of this stuff. I'm in the river. So it's just so much fun doing this. I love it. This is a ton of fun.
Rocky, your passion is very obvious. I mean, check this guy out on YouTube. I mean, I think the story is really incredible. And I think you'll learn a lot about how you can grow on YouTube with a channel like Rocky's. So once again, I do want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on Breakthrough Success. And it was such a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun.
This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months. Find out more at getjobber.com/breakthrough.